It's time for the Giant Rewind, a look back at last week's game through the calls of WBDG's announcers.
Empty set now for Gibson to start this one from midfield. Looking for someone to go with it now. And he throws it deep downfield. He has Jalen Nolan open up to 25. Jalen Nolan inside the 10. Nolan is gone. And the Giants strike first with a 50-yard touchdown and take the one touchdown lead here immediately in this one.
You can't start any better than that. One play, one touchdown drive.
Running back's in there, and it's going to be a fake handoff. He's going to look to throw down here. He's going deep towards the end zone, and it is caught in the end zone for a touchdown. Center Grove comes right back right there with the pass to Connor Delt for the touchdown, 18 yards.
Huge play right there by Gibson, having nowhere to go down the field. He took it himself, and it pays off well to get the first down.
But there is a flag back. Now there's a flag in the end zone, and that will be a safety likely on BD. As I'm assuming it's a holding here, we'll get the call right now.
Holding, offense in the end zone.
So it's a safety, 10-7 lead now for Center Grove after the holding committed in the end zone. And Taven Jackson will take a kneel, and that will end this first half. 10-7 lead, one half for Center Grove. First and goal, and it's a sweep out to the left side to Delp. Delp has the corner, and Delp will score the 10-yard touchdown to put Center Grove ahead. Two possessions here in this one. 37-yard field goal. It would be Zach Fox's long on the year, but he is more than capable of making this one, especially with no wind. He gets the snap. It's a good one. The hold is good as well, and the kick is long enough. And it is good just inside the right upright. So the Giants make it a one-possession game now at 17-10.
You got
here
a big
touchdown. 17-10 is the Center Grove lead with 3:21 left to play. Empty set now for Gibson, but trips to the near side. Now Hassel's in motion, and he'll hand it off to Hassel in motion. Hassel sends some room to run. Hassel is going to jump the ball. The ball's on the ground, and Center Grove has it. And it is recovered by Center Grove there at the 26-yard line right there. It's Dane Young, and the Trojans have the ball on the Elijah Hassel fumble. And it's empty set for Gibson. He's going to step up on the play. He's just going to have to launch it downfield, but he has a man. But Carnell mistimed the jump, and it's incomplete. And Center Grove is going to win this football game.
Carnell super close right there. He was just a hair off the catch of the ball. And now Center Grove celebrating.
Taven Jackson kneels the ball one last time. And the Center Grove Trojans are going back to Lucas Oil for the first time since 2016. And your Giants fall just one touchdown short of going back for the second time in 3 years. 17-10 is the final score here.